fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Hello everybody, this is Stephen Howson. This is Ben Adams. This is the Stephen Howson Podcast, the Thursday Night Club. Thank you everybody for joining us. This is sponsored by Tops the Pot over there. The link will be in the description below. It's not at the moment actually, but it will be in the description below. So make sure to go and check it out. Go download it. It's on one of the previous ones. If you just search the App Store, the iOS Store for Tops the Pot, you will find it. And you can help us keep this thing going. And you can help us give away some top prizes. Is it next week we give the PlayStation away?
Yeah, 70 fucking, that's come around quick, that, hasn't
it? That's come back. So someone gets a PlayStation next week, and probably next week as well. I think we'll announce what the next prize is going to be. Might be a McLaren F1, but it's not a McLaren F1.
I was going to say something bangers, but...
Go on, what were you
going to
say?
No, I guess it. Too soon.
All right, okay. It might be a brand new gold Rolex, but it's not a brand new gold Rolex. We're the wrong way around. What do you mean we're the wrong way around? Do what we want, mate. There was a comment just before we started, actually, that said, "Neat, worry up, mate, because your mate's got a curfew."
I've got a fucking real job, me, mate. That's why. And it's a mission to get to this place, and it's freezing.
Oh, people aren't buzzing off us. Is it like Ant and Dec? Do we have to sit a certain way, or do people lose their shit? Is that what you guys are saying? Anyway, there's something that I need to address today as well, because you know what? I think I've got that lurgy that's going round, for starters.
Don't breathe.
Hacking cough. So I've had a right shit day today. I'm having a shit day anyway. And then I get fucking caught up in this crazy storm. I don't mind getting caught in a Twitter storm if it's my own doing. Sometimes I kind of fucking enjoy it. But today, I got accused of being a racist. And I think any of you guys that have listened to me speak on a podcast will understand my stance on racism and all the rest of it. And I actually think a lot of this came about because people wanted it to be me. Because there's a few people that don't fucking like me. And I think that they just enjoyed the fact that there could have been some shit here that could have been stuck to me. So there was some pretty grim DMs that was released from the MUFC Latest account. And me and Ben, obviously, are part of MUFC Latest with another guy, Paul. And it was Paul that had sent the DMs. And he knows he fucked up. I don't think the guy's racist. I think the guy suffers from racism more than anything else. Always getting some shit because of the way his surname and stuff. And he fucked up royal. And we don't condone it in the slightest. And Paul's had to go. It's as simple as that. I think people really wanted to fucking pin it on me because I am the more fucking visible out of anyone that's associated with MUFC Latest. So just to clear that up, I hope you guys didn't fucking think it was me. I'd be fucking devoured if any of you thought that was me. So hopefully that's cleared it up for you all and all the rest of it. So there we go. A couple of knobs in the comments, but you know, I guess that's what we fucking say.
There's more people saying, can we swap seats rather than anything else?
I know. Is that really getting to you, you fucking lunatics? Anyway, Manchester United play Liverpool on Sunday. United are 9 straight victories. The first time since 2009 that's happened.
I can't remember.
I think of the time we had in
2009. 2008, 2009, man.
What a fucking team we had in 2008, 2009. We nearly did a league and Champions League double. Unbelievable. So that is what Jose Mourinho has turned us into in a nutshell.
And just a couple of months ago, people like,
fucking crying about
look
it.
Look at his last 40 results. Yeah, going absolutely sick.
So. Yeah, I you know it's a fucking big game because every cunt has wanted a piece of us this week.
Yeah.
I did Ian Wright's podcast today. In fact, I haven't seen if that's been uploaded. Travis Quinn, don't tell me to fucking stop swearing. This is the Stephen Howson fucking podcast, son. I was on Ian Wright's podcast today. I think that went pretty well. I was on BBC World last night. I've done Premier League news. And I'm sure there's some more shit coming. I'm sure there's another one I've got to do tomorrow, but I can't fucking remember what it is now. Fucking everywhere. Big fat face all over fucking everything. So you know it's a big old game when that happens. Because that happened around the derby as well. There was every fucker wanted a piece and wanted a soundbite ahead of the derby. And this is no different, but I think this is a bigger game than a derby. I think Guardiola's brought City into focus a little bit for people because he was a massive name appointment. But I think this is the game. This is English football in a nutshell, distilled down to its best. Yeah, United and Liverpool.
Regardless, because of it, 37 miles? Not far, is it? At all. Most trophies in English history.
There's all sorts, from clothes to bands to the ship canal and fucking everything from trains. It's an incredible history that the two cities have. And I think, for me, Liverpool FC represent Liverpool more than Everton do. And you know, apologies to any Everton fans, because I'm sure you feel that Everton represents Liverpool more than anything else. And for me, Manchester United definitely represents Manchester more than Manchester City.
Regardless of what City fans say.
The myth that City fans perpetuate. Now, Poynton might fucking represent Manchester City and Cheadle, but the City of Manchester is most definitely red. And that's not just, that doesn't depend on who scores or who wins or anything along those out. It's fucking red. It's as simple as that.
Simple as that.
Now, you might walk around town, you might see a load of fucking divs wearing City shirts and stuff like that, but when was the last time you wore a United shirt?
Don't know.
Prior to going in the FA Cup final, just because I was feeling festive, I think mine was like 2004 was the first.
Oh, actually, no.
I wear a retro one, but I don't wear a current one.
Yeah, the other day, the only reason why it was, I just put it on because I've not put it on my wardrobe for ages, like time. I think I may have won it third time, and it was that Chevrolet shirt.
Mick Howson left again.
It was that.
I didn't realise we'd always sat on certain sides.
I don't know. Remember when that guy fucked up and you could buy the United shirt for like £20?
Yes.
So I bought one.
Oh yeah, actually I did buy that one as well. Actually, yeah.
So just for shits and gigs, but I never worn it. But the other day it was pulled out of my wardrobe. Just thought, I'll put it on for.
I bought my dad one, I bought me one, I bought Jaden a home and away. I went fucking bananas, mate. I hope you don't charge me the full price. I'm in the hole for about seven baggy.
That was a 250-gram fuck up, that, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, we were chatting to the guy from Kitbag.
Yeah.
Who did it, yeah. Oh fuck it. He didn't get sacked though.
He didn't get sacked.
Wow. The guy didn't get sacked. In fact, I could find his name actually and tell you, but I won't throw the guy under the bus like that. But yeah, he didn't get sacked, which was madness to think that how that went out.
Because it was just like everywhere.
It was the LA Galaxy match. McCullough got me onto it, and I think McCullough ended up in the Sun on the back of it because he flung it out there like, Ross, check this out. Yeah. And then he texted me and was like, I think there's a fuck up here, you know.
Was it Galaxy? Because I think it was, no, it was definitely, I ordered it when I went to work, mate. I can remember that.
Yeah, but yeah, it was the LA Galaxy. That it's kicked off about 4 o'clock, but I got onto you about 7 o'clock. Like, yo, check this out.
Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah, because it was in the States, wasn't it? So it was an early kickoff game and all the rest of that. So, please subscribe. Let's get this over 28,000. Pretty significant number, that, I think. Now,
big like, things.
Right fucking now. 242 watching. If you share it and tell me you've shared it, we'll give you a shout out. So share it. Can we get 250 likes and can we get 500 watching right now? I'll be absolutely buzzing if we do that. Fudgy Ticket or whatever you fucking called. You've got the 30 Ducker. You've won the fucking sweets and you've not fucking given me your address. Give me your address or I'm going to give them someone else.
I'm going to eat them.
Oh yeah, or he's going to eat them. And I might eat them. Yeah.
I was actually thinking about them today. I was going to ask you. Have you given them away?
No, 30 Ducker, the account is. It's like a blue badge with FD on it. 30 Ducker. It's obviously Dirty Fuck Up. You need to go and get that on there. So, yeah, go get on there. Stop fucking unsubscribing and subscribing to make that go up and down. It's live. Trust me. It's not a blag.
Mr. Arkansas. Let's get it over losing there. Subs because of the seats.
Losing subs because of the seats. Michael Maggiotta shared it. Thank you, everybody. Robbie Rotten says everyone unsubscribes, so the meter goes down. You're fucking right, laugh at parties, you are, aren't you, mate? Fucking hell. That's a good point. Yeah, the Graeme Souness United and Liverpool.
Oh my god, yeah. That's embarrassing. A whole entire back four.
I used to think he was alright as well. They've got a shockingly bad defence.
Milner at fullback, Klein at right back.
Jovan, shout out, you've shared it. Christopher Mayer, you've shared it. Nice one, top lads.
Who else was it? Matip and Lovren. Fuck off.
Matip's a decent defender, yeah, right? But Lovren, no. And then we did a combined 11 with Redmen. I had to give Milner at left back. That hurt me. But to be honest, we've not really got a settled left
back.
Not
established one, no. But yeah, Lallana was in midfield, wasn't he? With Carrick.
It might have been Pogba.
And Henderson. You know Pogba. Pogba in there.
Oh.
Jordan Henderson.
Can anyone here who's watched more Liverpool? I've watched quite a lot of Liverpool this year to try and get what Klopp's doing. I don't get the raving about Henderson. I really don't understand why people are raving about him. He is vanilla as the fucking 99p ice cream from Tesco.
He's got a good engine on him.
So is Mo Farah. Yeah, Souness put Henderson ahead of Pogba and he gets paid to talk about football.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's like, did you see...
Merson.
Yeah, Paul Merson. Oh
did you
God.
See his fucking predictions last weekend? three out of three. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my God. Please never talk about United, you fucking absolute muppet. That was horrifically bad. I mean,
embarrassing.
I've said some things that have gone the other way, but I've never been as consistently bad as.
To be fair, like, wow, I would have thought Stoke would have given it a good go, and I would have thought. Did he say West Brom as well? Stoke, West Brom, and Bournemouth, was it?
It was Bournemouth. Was it West Brom? Might have been West Brom.
I would have thought that West Brom and Stoke would have given it a good goal.
Alex Rincon, thank you for sharing it on Twitter. Yeah, if you want to share it on Twitter, everybody. Ruben Jensen said it everywhere, including Tumblr and MySpace. Don't believe you, but I'll give you a shout out. Yeah, it's absolutely mental, isn't it? Ryan Davis says, Henderson shit just points and screams at his teammates. How can you actually believe that Liverpool think he's a guy that's acceptable to replace Gerrard? Like, even if you don't think Gerrard was that good.
I know Liverpool. Look, I've worked with a few, unfortunately. And they're like, I can't believe we pay him. Like, I can't believe he's our captain. He's just, like, say, vanilla.
Yeah, there's nothing redeeming about him. The best thing he ever did was that no-look pass assist for England, for the opposition. That was literally Henderson's best thing he's ever done.
To be fair,
John Williams shared legend.
He put that goal against Chelsea in the joint, and he scored a few screamers.
Sorry, Crouch.
But I don't know whether they're more like through luck.
Pizza Rainbow says, what do you think about us winning the league? I believe it's very possible to go all in. If we win against Liverpool, I still believe in us. I think this is a good question, right? I think we got to beat Liverpool, right?
Yeah.
And then we can have that conversation. I don't think you can have this conversation without that win.
I was thinking that before. Do you think Jose will take a draw? I think in the form that we're in, you want to go for the win, and definitely.
We said this today when I was with the guys at Redmen. And they were saying, how do you think he's going to line up? Do you think he's going to line up at Anfield? And I'm going, in my head, I'm going, we should line up with Mkhitaryan and we should line up with
Martial.
With Martial and we should go for it because I can see us carving them open and I can see us making a real open game of it. But the other side of me goes, you've got that two sides of Jose, aren't you, where you go, I'm thinking that and all the crowd's thinking that and the whole Stretford end's going, can't wait to see Martial and Mkhitaryan against this pretty exposable back four of Liverpool. But is Mourinho thinking that, or is he thinking Fellaini,
Jesse,
Lingard? Yeah. Is he thinking keep it tight, pull Rashford?
I don't think he'll play Fellaini because of he's not got enough energy in the midfield. When he started doing 1-2s and all that, it's gone.
Yep.
So the midfield three writes itself, doesn't it? But it's who he plays alongside Zlatan, and that'll give you a good indication.
I think if he lines up with the midfield three, unless someone's ill or injured, is set on Pogba, Herrera and Carrick, and that I'm really happy with.
Yeah, definitely.
That's as first choice as we've had for a long time.
Yeah.
But the forward three,
solid as fuck as well.
If Lingard's playing, I'm not bothered. If it's Mkhitaryan and Zlatan, and he puts Lingard in for a little bit of a shift,
yeah.
I'm happy with that.
It's one of them, isn't it? You play to your own strengths rather than the opposition's strengths.
That's what I'm hoping Mourinho does, because if he plays to their strengths, or if he tries to nullify their strengths, then that, I think, is the where Mourinho doesn't quite get us.
Milner's not a fullback, is he?
Nope.
So you need somebody like Mkhitaryan who's going to make him run everywhere, who's going to drag him everywhere and pull him out of position and have Tony overlapping.
Yep. Because I see that as a real place for us to get some ground.
Definitely. I mean, Klein is more obviously defensive, but he's bombs forward like fuck. So
a Lingard on the left is maybe a better shout than Marshall. Maybe it depends. This is the one. What's the mentality of Jose Mourinho here? Is it go and win the game or not lose the game and then win the game? Do you know what I mean?
Mm. But I think he's obviously trust Martial now more with the fact that he brought him on to go for it more against Hull rather than going for.
I think we are changing Mourinho's outlook on stuff, but.
No.
Sorry.
Is that anyone interesting?
There's an alarm. We'll have an alarm set for this time of night. I think this is where it's going to get really interesting with Jose, whether or not he sets up to win the game outright or if he sets up to.
Nick it. Nullify it.
Because that's what he definitely did it at Anfield. And I said to the guys at Redmen, because they was trying to take the piss, you came and parked the bus at Anfield. I said, you take a draw on Sunday, wouldn't you? And he was like, yeah, we probably would, actually.
Yeah.
I was like, well, there you fucking go. If you win your home game and you don't lose your away game, who's better than you?
Exactly. But he's already G'ing the crowd up, innit? We need him for Sunday. So the only way... Yeah, it's going to be rocking at the start, but the only way that he's going to keep it rocking is if we have a positive attitude.
You don't even need to score early, but you need solid chances early and regular and you know close and people going all mad for it. And Mohamed shared it. Nice one, bro. Top legend. Nearly at 290. Come on, we can get 500 in here and we can get 250 likes. I know you guys can do it. I believe in you.
250 likes? We're on 2... Oh, right, yeah.
And that's the key, I think. And it, the midfield, what I really liked, Arsenal came to Old Trafford as favourites, didn't they?
Oh yeah,
they was going to absolutely. They was going to bitch slap us all over the park.
Well, drawn with Stoke, drawn with Burnley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Arsenal come and Arsenal fans are telling us, "Oh, you're going to get fucking rinsed. This is they're going to do this, that, and over, and all the rest of it." I'm going to get rid of the chewing gum. It's annoying me that I've got it. Free off. Get subscribing. Five off. No beds. I think that midfield, that was when we really saw the potential of that free midfield. They played a few games together already, but that was when they bullied Arsenal.
Started to tick, didn't it?
They completely shut down Arsenal. They shut off the supply to their forwards. They completely hammered them in the middle of the park, and it was great to see. And you're like, this team can do something with those. It might be too late for us to have a title challenge, but do you know what? If Liverpool are in the fight, if Arsenal and Spurs and City are all in the fight, and we win on Sunday, this is the caveat. We have to win on Sunday. If we don't win on Sunday, then I don't think we can win the league. But if we win on Sunday, then we can talk about it at least. We can talk about, analyse the chances of it happening. We peg Liverpool back to a two-pointer.
Yeah, fuck all
in
that.
Form. And we're in form.
And there, I mean, after... I didn't see any of the game last night, but speaking to people today...
Oh, they're minging, apparently.
Absolutely minging, yeah.
So, we pegged Liverpool back to 2 points. We can potentially, if Arsenal fuck up, we can go ahead of Arsenal. And if the unlikely nature that City and Spurs don't win or draw their games, we go level on points with them. And potentially, you're looking at a three-point gap separating the five teams from second to sixth.
I can see City fucking up, Everton away.
Yeah.
I can't see... Spurs are going to beat West Brom.
Haven't they got Chelsea soon, though?
Who?
Spurs.
No, they just beat him.
I'm sure it's on the horizon, though.
Oh, is it again? What, the return?
Must
possibly. Either way, like Spurs, I think are going to win. City might struggle. Arsenal, even they're playing Swansea away. And they just think, if you look at Swansea's squad, it's shit. Even though they've got a new manager in there.
Yeah,
I just think it's...
Don't you think that there's been a little bit of overreactionism a little bit with some of the managers? When we're looking at the top end of the table there in the top six, and you go, shit, there's not enough success for all of them. Someone's going to get sacked. Someone's going to be a hasty chairman and sack someone. But I think you've got to poker face it a little bit. And if you're not a top six club, if you're a Swansea, if you're a Hull, if you're any of them, then you just got to be patient and go, it's not our year this year. There's too much shit going on. It's too cutthroat this year.
Yeah, but they talk about how much money they'll lose by going out. You know how difficult it is. If you go down to the Championship to get straight back up.
You're going to lose your best players straight off.
Do you take a gamble and go for it? Or do you think, fuck it, we'll start again in the summer and rebuild?
Could Hull, realistically, with the squad that they've got, unless they sign 5, 15, £20 million players, are they doing anything to stay in this league? Not in my book.
I don't. They looked solid, didn't they? But I think that was more to do with the fact that we was expecting just to roll them over and all that.
I actually thought that was exactly how the Reading game would go down. In all honesty, obviously it didn't go down like that. The early goal did us the big favour there, and
we was just cutting through there.
Hull could have done the exact same. Once we got that goal, we started to open up a little bit. But it's I think there's. Those mid-table teams, I think you've got to have a bit of realism from some chairman there and say, look, there's a lot of shit going down at the top of this table. Let's just wait it out and try and build for what's happening.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, if you leave it too long and you bring a manager in after January, then that person's not got the time to put their stamp on the squad, and they've got funds available, haven't they? So, like, Palace is an understandable one because Pardew's just done, you know, they've fallen off a fucking cliff, haven't they? Mm. And they spent a lot of money in the summer.
Pardew, you couldn't have argued with.
Thing is, though,
the worst record out of 92. It's indefensible.
But you've got to look at who's available as well at the time. If they hadn't got Sam Allardyce, then someone else around that bottom relegation would have come and done it, you know, offered him a job back in.
I mean, yeah, you could see maybe Liverpool. Fucking hell, getting my words. I'm so tired today, lad. Sorry. Sunderland, you could have seen. Once Big Sam went, then you're like, Sunderland are like, might as well save Moyes now, aren't we? Because it's the same with the teams at the top. Like, I think there was a certain blocking off of manager appointments with, you know, even Klopp and Mourinho, arguably. Mm. There was blocking off a certain couple of jobs, I think. And that's why I don't think no one in the top six is going to get sacked early, at least, anyway. So,
the connection lost on there.
Oh, it's the mouse.
Oh.
No,
I don't think anyone will lose a job in the top six this season. Do you really think that? Who
no, are? That's what I mean. I don't think anybody will lose their job in the top six. I think everyone's blocked off the managers that they want, and everyone more or less believes in what they're doing. I think the one who's and I said this at the start of the season, and I still believe it, the guy who's most at risk is Conte.
Yeah,
Abramovich is a fucking history, nutcase. Yeah.
What's the average lifespan of a Chelsea manager? 18 months.
I think. Okay. Or that might be Madrid. One of them, Madrid or Chelsea, has got like a fucking 8 month life cycle of a manager.
Yeah.
Pay me. do I reckon Giggs will get a job soon? I know Ryan Giggs is looking for at jobs somewhere in the Championship. There's a couple of teams I think he would like to go to, but obviously both of them have got managers that are at the moment. I think if the project's right for him, he's going to go for it. But I think he's got to get in there sooner or later. The longer he waits, the harder it's going to be, I think.
He's got to dive in, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got to get in the mix of that. And I know there's jobs that he wanted that he didn't get. And I know that there's jobs that people said he went for that he didn't go for. And I think ultimately he will get the right job for him. He's going to fucking find out whether he's good or not. I think everybody expected G-Nerf to do a little bit better than he did. His analysis is fantastic, but it's not just about analysing. It's being able to put that into the players and motivate them. And give them the right, and you're identifying it in players that you can also get them to do what you're asking them to do.
Some it's momentum as well, isn't it? Sometimes you get a couple of wins early.
Did you see what the fucking chairman said at Valencia, or the general manager of Valencia, the Englishman that came, the TV guy? Fucking hell, that's a bit strong, isn't it? Yeah, but the worst manager I've ever seen.
But yeah, but they're pissed off more with Peter Lim, I think, more than anything else. Judging by the way things are going, because they're still on a fucking like hiding into nothing, aren't they? Still not doing what they thought they would be doing. So yeah, that's it. Is it too much people with too much money coming in ruining?
There's people with too much money and too much expectation, and I think a lot of teams. I think some teams, and I think Arsenal's such a strange one, is that you can see why they would want to get rid of Arsene Wenger. I also think they will probably suffer a little bit like United did if they did.
I think it's for him to say when he wants to go though. That's definitely how it is.
Yeah, but ultimately, could you see him? Let's say he decides he's going to do another 10 years, but doesn't pick anything up in that 10 years. At some point, someone's going to be like, "Mate, fucking sling it."
Yeah, but they'd be like, "Without him, we wouldn't have what we've got now."
At some point, he's holding you back.
Yeah, but would he really go 10 years? Is he 66 now?
He might. I don't know.
Can't see it. Can you?
Is he that old?
I think so.
I remember when he was a young manager. I feel old as fuck. That's bad. That
he might. Well, yeah, because he would have been 20 years ago, 46 or something. I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
What does my shirt say? It says, when weekend comes. I am trying to read the comments, but it's hard to just sit here and stare at the comments and read them out without having any sort of flow to the conversation. You know, there's a large audience that hits this up on iTunes as well, so if you'd like to listen to this, and if you're thinking, do you know what, I'd like to get involved in this, but I can't be out sitting watching YouTube Muppets sitting here for an hour, then get on iTunes. It'll be up on iTunes about midnight or so.
I've seen quite a few people mention about, would you sign Paye? I won't go fucking near him.
Let's think about a Mourinho signing. Mourinho's about graft, work rate, a good attitude.
Yeah.
And as good as Paye is at football, he's a talented footballer. He's a better version of Januzaj for me, and a less fit version.
I said like time ago watching him, I can't remember, they were getting beat off someone, and he's just like walking around the pitch like he could not give a fuck. And I was like, I can't remember where I commented on it, and just said he definitely
doesn't
want to
be. Very reminiscent of Anderson.
Nah,
I think he reminds me so much of Anderson, and I just think.
Oh, he probably in like body shape wise. Well, you mean?
Body shape definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think a bit. That's a bit harsh. I mean, Anderson always seemed like he was putting the graft in, didn't he?
I think Anderson's probably got a little bit of a better attitude as well, in some aspects, although I think once he discovered McTucky's fried chicken and birdcage on a Wednesday night, it was game over for Anderson. It's madness, that, isn't it? That he won the Golden Boy Award. 28,000. Bosh. Cheers. Can we get to 30,000? Not bad at the end of the night, I wouldn't have thought. He is. I am Dirty Fucker. You're just getting in the comments. You need to tell me your address so we can post the sweets out to you. You fucking motherfucker. But your question, hypothetically, if Shaw doesn't make it, who would I want in world football to replace him?
That's a difficult one, isn't it?
There's not a lot of standout fullbacks that are in the sort of bracket that United would sign. There's obviously your obvious world-class ones, but we never really... I mean, Pogba aside, and Mkhitaryan aside, we never really go with that.
Zlatan.
Yeah, it was a free.
But is Mourinho, is that, you know, to buy them ready-made replacements, isn't he?
It does, yeah.
So, would he get someone like that Rodriguez from Wolfsburg?
I like him. Yeah. I do like him. I think he's a good shout.
Set plays and everything.
Set plays, but to be fair,
David Blint, when he's played fullback, I thought he's given a solid job.
I think he's not quick.
He's not
being a quick left back.
Oh, I don't need to be quick though. Games in there and you're in. You don't necessarily have to be quick.
But I do think one of the best attributes that you've got to Tony Valencia is that he is the fastest player in the world. If there's any sort of counter on, he normally gets back and he's hard to get past in that sense. You know,
but
sometimes
his positional sense is a bit
his positional's not perfect and he makes up a lot of it by raw physicality. I got no problem with that. And I bet Mourinho's got no problem with that. And if he wants to grip motherfuckers by the throat, I bet no one's got a problem with that. I loved that when he did that. Ryan Murphy, Zlatan seems to be fit for the weekend as he talked to Sky today.
He was always going to be fit for the weekend. I think he's looked at the Reading game, seen how well Rashford's played.
Why don't you just say I'm resting him for the weekend?
Because it's mind games, isn't it, with Liverpool thinking, oh, is he going to be fit for the weekend?
I guess.
Because then Klopp's then got a second guess about his team. Maybe he might play, we've got to set up this way, or maybe we've got to set up this way, if he's going to go with pace, or if he's going to go with Zlatan. It's all that, you've got to get that extra edge, haven't you?
True, and I think that you was right earlier about what you said when he mentioned the fans. He didn't need to say the fans have got to be up for Liverpool. When has Old Trafford not been up for Liverpool? Fucking hell, if it doesn't go up for Liverpool, what are we doing? It gets up for Liverpool, there's no doubt about it, mate. It will be absolutely on fire. Matt Dino says, bring back Evra and have CBJ as understudy. I think that's not a bad shout, as if you've fucking all unsubbed again, you nuggets. I think CBJ given an opportunity. He's supposed to be back this week. I got told last week he's back this week, but it's Thursday now and he's not back yet, so I don't know what's going on with that. No idea, I'm afraid. But I think this would be a great opportunity for Barfitt Jackson, because he played excellent, didn't he, last year for us. He didn't really have a bad game for us last year. It'd be a Rashford level rise to fame for him if he managed to establish himself in a Mourinho team. While Shaw can't get what's going on, Rojo makes you want to fucking attack people as a left back, even though he's so much better as a centre half.
Yeah, you can't play Rojo. He's a liability at full back.
He's a liability at centre half.
Well, yeah.
But he's getting away with it at the moment. And sometimes having a fucking unhinged liability is as much of an asset as it is a hindrance. Because if you got a forward going into a 50-50, knowing the history of Rojo, he might go, I'm not fucking going into a 50-50. I mean, he's fucking nuts.
If it's Daniel Sturridge, he's coming out on the other end.
Oh, he'd be out for 9 months.
Yeah.
As I was talking to Ian Wright today, I mentioned to him about, I said, Daniel Sturridge must hate United. He's played for City, played for Liverpool, played for Chelsea, and he's an Arsenal fan. I was like, the guy must literally just revolve around hating United. And I was like, I wonder if, I said to Wrighty, like, you guys need a decent centre-forward. I was like, and he's not playing in this Liverpool system, inexplicably. Like, because on paper, he's their best striker, but he don't work when he's in the team.
No.
Do you think he'd do a good job at Arsenal? It's better than Giroud. When fit, unfortunately, is a big fucking asterisk.
I mean, Giroud goes through, like, patches, doesn't he, where he's just, like, sometimes unplayable, and he gives that physical aspect. Don't think you'd really... If you look at Alexis Sanchez, I'd rather play him up front than Daniel Sturridge.
Sanchez is a strange one. How he's converted him into a striker like that, but I think
he scores shitloads of goals and he comes off the forward and he plays like that.
Oh, he's a world class footballer.
His centre of gravity, his turn on him is like unbelievable. Like the way he can just do that and then pick up the speed. Sturridge, but then again, with the signing, he's going to be playing in and out of the team, and he's not going to be first choice at Arsenal. So, what do you do?
I don't know what you do. We were talking to them today about like who do you sign to improve this? Who's the perfect guy for that Liverpool team? Because I do look at that Liverpool team and I say, Klopp's getting a tune out of a really average team.
Yeah, because yesterday they were shit and they had the first 11 out.
Coutinho and Mane aside, you go...
Lallana's had a decent season.
Yeah, his stats for this season are great, but I still think there's something a little bit wishy-washy about him. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't...
I think he has, to be fair, got a great first touch when he takes it on the Cruyff turn and stuff like that.
He is about it with that Cruyff turn, isn't he? That's his thing, that.
But he's mint at it.
He has been at it, yeah. He's got a good turn on him. Pogba or Ozil? Gary Clark, what are you talking about, mate?
Dream on.
Is our biggest weakness left-back, Harry Gibson says. I think... currently, that's the issue, what's going on. But
you would say that.
With the way he treated Mkhitaryan, and everyone's, you know, screaming, where's Mickey, where's Mickey, where's Mickey? And then he brings him in at the right time. He does the same with Phil Jones, arguably the same with Rojo. They didn't start the season. Is he keeping Shaw out of the team? I heard Shaw actually had a knock, even though on Friday Mourinho said everyone was fit.
Yeah.
I'd heard Tuesday that he'd had a knock. So if he's got a knock, then he's had a knock. I think people might just be overreacting a little bit, wanting to see him back. But he's right, because when he's on form, Luke Shaw's fucking brilliant.
You've got to remember as well, it's only 12 months ago we've done his,
of course
done his leg,
isn't it? It's a game-changing thing to recover
from.
We've
said before like how long it took Valencia to recover.
Got to be patient.
Time's on his side. So I won't be surprised if Mourinho's saying all sorts of stuff in public to kind of like get people to think, oh, you're a twat.
Sitting down with him having his lunch and shit, dinner, like, how are you doing, lad?
Yeah. Fucking keep going. Work hard at it. Look, what, you know, I believe in you. Get yourself mentally prepared. Because as much as you want to say it's around the physical, it is a mental aspect of it.
Arsenal, 3 new contracts to the core players except Ozil and Sanchez. Could we buy Sanchez? I think I dropped it on this podcast a couple of weeks ago, didn't I? That I'd heard United had thrown a bid in for Ozil and Arsenal told us to fuck off. And I was good because I said to the guy, it would actually be Sanchez the one I'd go for. And he's like, yeah, well,
I wouldn't take all
that's the one that they think they can keep. I think what the crack is, they've both said, pay me Rooney dollars. And Arsenal have gone, we can't pay you Rooney dollars. And to Ozil, I think they think he's got a decent resale value and it'll diminish from the age that he's at now. I think he's 27, 28 in it at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not 29. Yeah. Sanchez
thinking,
is around a similar age as well.
Sanchez that old?
I thought he was a bit younger. No, I think so. I think they're both
on
their last massive contract that they can get. So.
I think in the Reds they've said, well, we can keep one of you. If you want that dough,
you'd be keeping Sanchez, wouldn't you? But you can see how physically, like, pissed off he's getting, like, on the pitch and frustrated with his team and stuff.
Yeah, that meme of him sitting down like that.
But he's
interesting.
He's done that loads of times.
Throwing his gloves off as he walks off and all the rest of it.
I mean, it's good in one way because you want to try to get the best out of your team, but the other time you're thinking, well, there's something going on there.
Yeah, there is something going on there. And it's sometimes the papers are total liars. Sometimes they get it bang on. And I do think that there is negotiations ongoing with this at the moment. And I do think they'll probably come to a resolution with Sanchez. They'll offer him a right load of dough.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see what happens with Ozil, because if they're telling us to go fuck ourselves, I mean, I think United can and will throw around all sorts of dough for it.
But I don't see it. Who's
he going to, though?
I don't know. China?
Munich?
Maybe want to go back to Germany. But, probably just for an easy last few years, isn't it? Rack up the assists and goals.
China's an interesting one, isn't it? Because not long ago, the MLS was where you went to retire. And actually, China started throwing around ridiculous dough, for starters. Like, unreal dough. Like, Pella getting 300 bag a week, whatever it was. Everyone's like, what?
And they paid 30 mil for him. If you want to get rid of someone, you want to earn a bit of a fucking buck. You know where you're ringing, don't you?
You do, yeah. And like I said, I mean, we said it last week, didn't we? I think you might know the name of one of them, but I couldn't tell you the name of anyone or what colour kit they're playing or anything.
I only know there's two in Shanghai now because I heard it on the radio before saying that a lot of players want to go to Shanghai because that's quite westernised.
Right,
so,
as a city.
Yeah, and you know, he's going out to eat and stuff like that.
What
but then
sort
in the
of
region,
size of stadium you could get in a China, like, and fill it 300k if they wanted. I don't think they've got one that size. I think the biggest stadium in the world's one in North Korea, which might be a lie. I think it's 200,000+. Imagine getting away from a stadium like that, twice the size of Wembley.
Fuck that. Well, that's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. Or, you know, nearly three times the size of Old Trafford. How about that one? Three Old Traffords. Old Traffords are an absolute mare. Can you imagine three of them?
Imagine that, and then bang in the middle of the city centre, and you have a tube strike or something.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, forget it. I'm taking a sleeping bag to the match. Rice or Hazard? It's an interesting one, actually.
I know, yeah, it's difficult.
I do like Rice, although I believe he's not having a great season this year.
I think he's been injured, hasn't he?
Hazard is up and down.
When he came back from injury, he had a fucking right comeback, but then I think he got sent off.
Yaz Ali says, where does the thumbnail come from? We'll give him a shout out. That's orange_ape on Twitter. The guy's just fucking comes up with these crazy thumbnails, and I absolutely love them, honestly. If you didn't see the pizza one, or you didn't get the reference, that me and Ben used to work in a pizza shop together 15 years ago, which makes me feel very old.
yeah, but what makes you feel old as well? Beckham signed for the MLS 10 years ago.
Fuck.
Fucked up, innit?
Wow. Really? 10 years ago?
Yeah, 2006. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, yeah, actually, that is sounds about right.
I still think 1990 was 10 years ago. It was 27
still remember,
years ago.
Still remember,
it was 27 years
still
ago.
Remember like the first Premier League win like it was yesterday.
Was it Sheffield United?
No.
Oh, the first Premier League title win?
Yeah,
oh, I thought you meant
not
the first
game.
Win.
Oh, no, that we got beat then. That Brian Dean scored the first goal won in the Premier League era.
Oh, yeah, because our first goal was Dion Dublin, I think, on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday Night Football.
One of the guys at work has been invited to his wedding. Apparently.
Dion Dublin's wedding?
Yeah, because he knows, obviously, his fiance.
Did he get his knob out?
Oh, I said... Exactly, exactly that. Because apparently he's getting married in Las Vegas, so not bad.
Fair play. Yeah. My dad's just texted and said it's snowing like fuck here.
Oh, are you fucking joking?
Yeah.
Better not be snowing like fuck here.
I can't see out our window there.
Because
can you tell he's in the way?
I do not want to get stuck here.
Let's have a look at some more comments, fellas. So, Liverpool, give us a score prediction for Liverpool. How do you think the game's going to go?
It's going to be a close one, isn't it? You can't...
It will be close, I think. I'd be shocked.
Yeah, it's snowing at home as well. Fucking hell, just about to text that. Great. I think I'll be getting... Oh, heavy snow.
I do think it will... I definitely think it will... it will be close. But it can be close in scoreline, but an open game. In my head, I'm thinking the team I want to see him play with Martial and Mkhitaryan and really fucking go for it. I can see that being an open game, but still a tight score because it's a very high-level game. But...
If we leave gaps, you'd think they'd exploit it.
Yeah, I think he's got. I think it could just as it depends on the lineup. But I think if it's a Lingard Fellaini sort of setup, I'm thinking 1-0 United. I think we've still got enough.
Yeah.
I think we've still got enough to do it. But I think if it's the open side, oh, fucking hell, we're in for a right treat. You're in for commentators just jizzing all over himself.
But that's not Mourinho.
No, it's not, and I think we're. Probably getting well carried away thinking it'll be end up being like that. We're projecting that. That's what we want.
That was the whole thing before the previous Liverpool game, wasn't it? Oh, it's going to be an open, entertaining game.
Yeah,
or
nil,
Liverpool
nil.
Are going to. Yeah, and it was 0-0. And there was chances where.
There's every chance that Jose's rubbing his hands together thinking about 0-0, getting excited the way we'd get excited over a
four. I think the substitutions in that will be key. I think that's where it'll be won and lost.
Well, this is the thing, right? Because if he does Fellaini and Lingard it, let's call that a system. Rashford off the bench, as we've seen in the last 10-15 minutes, he's like cheat mode. He's so fast, isn't he? I mean, there was balls he was catching against Hull where you're like, how the fuck did he get that then? Like, he's no right to get on some of the balls that he gets on. I like Rashford as that impact sub. I think that's you get a better game out of him. In fact, I wouldn't mind Rashford starting this up front as a nine. Because people was like, oh, you can see against Hull he's not ready. Different story against Hull. No space. The defence and midfield collapsed all around him. No space. What's he going to have against Liverpool?
Yeah, you would hope so.
You're going to find it a counter-attack. You're going to find space. And if Pogba putting those balls that he put through for Rooney, that Rooney missed, I mean, that would have been a great one for him to break the record with that he missed.
You know, like you're saying, you go back to like a passer of Paul Scholes and the quality of him. Pogba has got
He's got it in his locker, yeah.
I mean, effortless.
He did it and everyone went, woo! Rooney takes a touch into the box and it was a decent touch and you're like fucking and he puts it the right way
and that would have been a great goal for the record as well.
That's a goal you want to score on to break the record.
One off his shin or your knee as it were.
They all count. I'll take him shinning it in against Liverpool to beat them at weekend, but this is the one, man. Let's pretend we win on Sunday. What happens then?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about the snow, mate, at the minute.
Don't worry about it. Is it snowing where you're from? Come on, let's get to 250.
Sorry, go on then.
We're on 215. Let's get 250 likes. We're nearly at 400 watching. So keep sharing, keep liking, and help us get the video shared about.
So what were you saying then? Sorry.
Rashford is better coming on in the last 25 minutes. It says Giovanni. Yeah, I agree, man. What was I saying? Right, we beat the Scousers Sunday. Then we have Stoke and then Hull about 25 times, I think.
And then Wigan, innit?
Yeah. Like, this winning run, this is the one. Like, it can extend.
Yeah, it's the make or break, innit?
I don't think it's over for everything for the season. I think top four is still absolutely on if we don't win.
I think third is like realistic for us this season.
Massively. I really think second is on. I think all the other teams. The issue is what happens when Europa comes back, because we've gone on this run outside of Europa League. No coincidence whatsoever for me there. Let's see what the guys are saying in the comments. Been snowing for weeks in Poland. All right, Mouth. There was someone from Eastern Europe the other day that was on Facebook, and someone had shared, like a mutual friend had shared their post. It was minus 34 where they are. Like,
what?
Do you know how fucking cold that is? The worst I've ever had was minus 25.
Mate, I know how cold it is in your house.
I wanted to cry at minus.
That's cold
it's
enough.
It's not even cold in here.
Fucking is. My feet are freezing.
Can I do some moaning you? 30 Ducker, in the comments again. Tell us your address and we'll send you the sweets, or we're going to eat them live on air.
Yeah, I might have to do that if I can't get out of this place.
Top teams have tough fixtures this week. We can win. It's just about being patient. I find it funny how everyone's been saying you've won all these games and you're still sixth. Don't worry about it. It's coming.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Don't worry about
it. The gap was like that. Now it's like this.
Worry about yourself, innit? Worry about yourself.
In that time, City went from winning the league to like proper rocky, all sorts of shit.
To be fair, they've won. Like, I think five out of the last six, haven't they?
Might be four out of the last six and two draws, or something like that. But they got beat up Liverpool not long ago. I don't know if that's in that run or not.
But they was
someone in Dublin says Brad.
I think Liverpool, if you look at that, because since that game, apparently, I didn't watch the City Liverpool game, but City were better.
Oh yeah, they got smashed and go.
And then obviously, like,
30 Ducker says PMG, you're lucky because I was about to crack them open.
Since then, like, you've had the Sunderland game where they drew 2-2. They've then had Plymouth, where that was embarrassing.
They did play a straight, a twisted 11. But Klopp moaning about a fixture congestion then gives himself an extra fucking fixture.
I know.
And you've got,
and he did the
only
same
you
last
and Chelsea
year.
Have got the,
did the same last year, didn't he?
Only yeah, them and Chelsea have got the easiest bleeding runnings.
So, and then obviously yesterday they got beat and they should have got hammered. So they're not in a great, great shape, are they, in a minute?
Forget about being sixth in January. What form are we in? That's the one. If you're talking about your form in September and all that rest of it, don't care. Fergie always says, be in touching distance in January.
Which we are.
And we're at weekend and we are, I think. I think it's still just a bit
further. You're saying of the title, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying...
Oh, no, we're in touching distance of that top four. I mean, with how it's shaping up in terms of the top six, I think the title's still in the mix. I mean, obviously, your expectations shift at the start of the season and it turns into what it turns into, isn't it?
Definitely. But if you win a trophy, you get in that top four, you've got to say it's a successful season because it's an improvement on last year.
Yes, and it's going in the right direction. It's not what you expected
at the
start of the season.
But if you look at the football that we're playing, it's a million times better than what it has been the previous 3 years.
It is a good recovery to turn it around to end up where we might end up if we end up in the top four. It's living up to expectation this season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like at the start of the season, everyone was like, it's going to be sick. And then, I mean, the year before, everyone was thinking it was going to be pretty sick. But Leicester won it, it was shit. Yeah, really.
Well, it was good in a way because obviously
good for Leicester
win it.
You got a top surprise. But ultimately, everyone else sort of just fucking bottled it, really.
Mm.
When will Chelsea be found out, says Jones? Spurs beat them. You got to look how they respond to getting beat now, because obviously your momentum's with you when you're on that big winning run. Very.
But it is, but then it's you're waiting to lose, aren't you?
More or less. Maybe it's better for them.
They can start again and they go fresh, go again now.
But you often see sometimes with new systems in divisions that once one team figures them out, a couple of teams will figure them out, and then he has to tweak the system a little bit again. I don't think it's infallible. I do like 3-4-3, actually. I think it's a really versatile formation. I think, at least in United's way, the defenders, the fullbacks at least, they're not defenders. If you look at their average touch, they play in midfield anyway.
Yeah, but we said like last week, I think, the three centre-halves that you got playing for Chelsea, they're not three that you've pinned around.
Recalled Nathan Ake, I like that.
Yeah,
if they're going to play him, that's a top move.
Yeah, I like him.
And Bournemouth are fucked.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit of a shame.
And I know they've been throwing bids around for youngsters all over the game.
And John Terry,
including some of ours, and they've been told it's no bueno. Unfortunately, because I think it'd be a good move for some of our youngsters that aren't getting games.
Yeah, because Eddie Howe gets... Like, you look at Jack Wilshere as a perfect example. He's never played that many games in his life. So you've got to question Arsenal, because Arsenal do get a shitload of injuries.
Yeah, they do. And we normally do. We've been all right with it this year, really. All right with it. Not been great, perfect, but we've been all right, haven't we? There's not been... I mean, there was one of the last Fergie years. It might have been the first year of Moyes. One of those we'd had, I think we'd had 1,800 days missing through injury in the squad.
Yeah, and 1,700 with Phil Jones or something.
In a year.
Yeah.
I think that got racked up because I think we had three players out for the whole season. which obviously is 900 days straight off the bat. Mm. But City, by contrast, had 180 days. Because I remember going, they've got fucking a tenth of what we've just had. And they're moaning about injuries. Richest squad in the world. Reckon Everton would beat City, says Adele.
I could see him fucking up. But I won't put him on my accumulator. I haven't put him on my accumulator.
30 Ducker says we play a 3-4-3 that transitions to a 3-4-3 when Carrick drops in. Yeah, it kind of does, yeah.
But he still can't message you his address.
He said his PM does.
Oh, right.
So we won't rinse him. Someone just said something about Joe Riley going to Bournemouth would have been a good one. I believe he's going to Sheffield United.
League One.
Sort of missed out on him. Are they League One or Championship? League Sheffield
One.
United.
League One. They top a league. Well, they.
I think he'll do very well.
They're there, thereabouts with Bolton.
See some more comments. Oh, where's that gone?
But yeah, just on that and my accumulator, have you put anything on this week? Yeah, thanks. Everyone who was saying last week that I don't bet on Ipswich, I didn't in the end because against Lincoln City, thankfully. And they luckily got a draw. But you let me down. Liverpool, the scouse cunts. And also Stoke getting beat at home to Watford.
Donald Crean shared the stream. What a guy. We're on 366. We're over 250, so nice one. Can we get over 500 in the stream? We know we're on it then if we've got it. I think...
I put a tenner on, but I can't get on the internet in here.
You're not on Wi-Fi?
Yeah, but it's not working for some reason. But I've put Spurs to win at home to West Brom. I've put Burnley to beat Southampton. I think they're playing
at home.
Yeah, because Southampton put a lot of effort in yesterday. And,
They full teamed it, I think, yesterday.
Yeah. I've put Fulham to beat Barnsley at home. Fulham are a decent side now. I put Arsenal to beat Swansea away. That's the only one I think. And then there's another home. I've put Sunderland to win it all.
I haven't even looked at the betting this week. Do I have just the busiest week ever this week?
28-1. Yeah, I last 2 weeks for January, it's absolutely mental.
It's hanging, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you earn money, mate.
Contemplate topping myself just for a day off. I've just seen a comment there. Is Memphis going Everton by Jack Brown? At the end of November or first week of December, I think I flung a tweet out because I got told Memphis is going Everton. And I haven't heard any different, although there is a lot of talk about him going Leon, so it could have changed, I guess.
I think he'll only go if someone puts up a decent money for him.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Danny Gallagher says, oh, do I listen to the Ian Edwards Soccer Comic Rant podcast? Yes, he's been on this podcast, actually, mister. So how about you like them apples? And yeah, Ian actually emails me every week after the game. We chat about the game every week. Ian's a Red over in LA. We saw him in LA, saw him at the Comedy Store, one of Joe Rogan's mates. Will says, what does Ben do for a job? Well, after the coat that he was wearing last week. In fact, fuck, yes!
Well, that coat was fresh.
Oh, fresh. Hang on. I'm going to put this on the screen.
Do you know what? I just found out as well, because I saw someone on Dragon's Den, that liquid proof, you're not seeing it, it's absolutely sick. Seen some guy walk into the Dragon's Den, he was stood in like a paddling pool in a full suit, got a bottle of wine and just fucking tipped it over him and he just bounced off it. And I was like,
yeah, I've seen some stuff
that's
like that.
Some sick shit. So I bought that liquid proof, shout out to them. And I'm going to spray it on my trainers, keep them looking fresh. Picture.
Read some of them comments out and see what you say. People are saying it's snowing.
Yeah,
it's
snowing everywhere, mate. I'm fucking stuck here.
Right, I'm going to get this up on
Memphis stays Dropbox in January. Should he stay in, get a chance in Europe? Everyone say like Memphis is going to stay. I don't think he's going to get anywhere near the team, even if he does.
I really
stay.
Don't know. I think he's definitely.
He'll get a few minutes here and there, but I can't honestly see him now. I think it's too far gone.
Airdrop's not working. I'm going to have to get it off my text.
Oh, what a shame.
Sorry, I've got it on
what
text.
A shame. What a shame.
Don't you
what
worry
shame.
About it, lad.
Did anyone send you any videos last week or what?
Oh, shit. No, no one sent me a video. We're after you. Videos of you lot being bellends. So send me a picture of you being a bellend. I'll share it.
Do you have any regrets about selling Schneidlin? I don't, really. It's a shame it's not worked out for him.
Yeah, it is a shame it's not worked out for him. I actually did really think that Jose was going to properly take to him, but he's not. So if he's not, he's not.
Just maybe his mentality's not right for United.
Maybe.
You know, some people...
We have no idea what goes on behind closed doors in training and all the rest of that stuff. And I do think that there's definitely things that go on in training that we just never have a clue about what's happening with them. Why has that not gone down there?
What? Where are you putting that? Are you just putting that full screen or something?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Save. Okay, where can I save it as? File.
It's not liquid proof. I think they're called liquid proof. think it is. If you go and just got to search them on Google, pretty smart. They come like, ordered it on Sunday, it came on Tuesday, I think, in a smart box and that. It does like suede and leather.
Get it up on
you can do jackets, clothes, all sorts of shit. Just spray it, treat your trainers and that. Keeps them looking pristine and brand new.
How much are they fucking paying us?
I wish they were. It weren't that expensive, to be fair, but I told you could get onto it. But
someone says Pappy's on meth. I'd say allegedly. Long-term replacement for Tony V. Joe Riley could cement his place at doing something like that with a really good performance on loan, because he's the kind of guy with that sick output and work rate. Same as Rashford, really, where his work rate just makes you just go, Jesus. Right, let's. How do we get this on the screen? So, Orange Ape, the guy who does the thumbnails, made this for us. Just randomly sent it. He usually puts these on his Twitter account.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that until you sent it me.
He just inboxed me this one.
You twat.
Is it that one? There we go. There we go. So, what do you think about that?
I think it looks pretty smart.
Photoshopping skills, outrageously good. Outrageously good. Love it. Anyway, so that's mint. So, yeah.
All right.
That's about to what we say. Right, see what you guys are saying in the comments. Alex Rincon says, free Joe Riley. What do I think of Ravel back with Joyce at Wigan? I think it's a mint gamble, because no one's going to know him like Joyce knows him. If anyone can get a tune out of Ravel Morrison, it's like having a Champions League player in a Championship club. And if he can turn out any sort of performance, and I think he's still got decent performances in him.
Yeah, he's not exactly old, is he? Probably, what is he, 23?
Yeah, same age as Pogba, isn't he? Which is nuts.
It's fucked up. Like what I said to you before we're coming in, before, it's like, there was the NBA game on live from London.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pacers versus the Nuggets or whatever. Now, I don't watch a lot of NBA, but I was thinking, if that was like United, imagine United v Liverpool, a regular season game, and it was played.
Outrage.
In like fucking America or something. You'd go absolutely sick, wouldn't you? But they seem to accept it. I don't know whether it's because they play that many games or whether it's because it's opening up the sport to new people or whatever, and you know, your target audience and things.
We asked this on one of our Snapchat Q&A's, I think, or something along those lines, and we were saying, like, come on, get subscribing, you're over 28k now, but we want more, let's have it. We were saying, why is it so accepted that the Americans seem to be happy days for it? They only get eight matches, yeah. Usually, like football teams.
Yeah, but that was the
football
NFL,
teams,
though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But the NBA, they play like eight games.
So,
they play every
3 days.
Days.
And the baseball as well. The baseball, they play like five,
there's
six games a week, don't they?
But it's, yeah, because I suppose the flight time's not that bad. If you're on the East Coast to London.
No, it's the same as LA.
Yeah, if you're flying over there. But it's like, oh, wow, that's... I don't know. As a fan, you don't like. As a fan in the UK, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
But like, how many people do you know that go to a basketball game?
Apart from people who would go to say that they went, I don't know anyone who's like a rabid Golden Nuggets fan or something like that's like dying for a game to come over.
I only know one guy who follows NFL, and he doesn't follow any other sport other than NFL.
Oh, really?
And work with him, yeah. And he, for some bizarre reason, he picked one of the worst teams in history. In the NFL Jets. But it's like, when it's your team, innit? So, you know, fair play to him.
There's a guy that I knew that was that I used to play rugby with, or he used to train with the rugby team. He didn't actually play. But he was an American football ref, not an NFL ref. He obviously lives over here, but I think he did like the European version. But he was a ref. And it's pretty fucking niche, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre.
I mean, I reckon, in Manchester, that's pretty much the only guy I'm going to say that's an American football ref. So there you know. Finally, we won't have to hear West Ham fans singing Payet's song. That's a great one, to be honest.
I hate West Ham.
Fucking hate,
I hate
that
West
song.
Ham. Oh. Just the club in general. The audacity to say, yeah, we'll give you £3 million for Snodgrass. It's like, I think Georgie Bingham said
what,
it. It's like,
how'd you answer that phone call? You just like, are we being pranked?
It's same with Jermaine Defoe and like Naomi, and then like they obviously trying to buy Scott Hogan from Brentford, who was at Rochdale one time for like £15 million. But it's like, it smacks of desperation in terms of what they're doing there. know what I mean? They're so, like, worried about. But if you're that worried, fucking put some dough on the table. It's not like you ain't got none.
No, not absolutely. Who else gets a free stadium?
Yeah, no. No one.
City.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I think City had to, like, put a lot into the... I think they might have bought it, actually. But I think they had to put a lot into the city. The city of Manchester
itself.
Yeah,
you can't knock that, though, because that development is class.
No, of course. They've improved Manchester. They definitely have. Someone in the comments, Afromike, said, I wish I could call in and talk about Americans and sports going abroad. Maybe one day we will introduce Skype calls, but do you know what? The problem is there's far too many mentals in this world for us to be putting people on Skype that we don't know. That's hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because our knowledge on American sport is probably limited, and I know people probably like...
We've been to like one game in a couple of sports, innit, and that's us. Boom. Yeah. What more do we need to know? This is as well, bad as... I mean, in that, still better than Paul Merson talking about football.
Isn't that just like Donald Trump running for presidency?
Oh, God. I keep thinking, and this is like... I keep waking up in the morning and just going, as if this is fucking real! Like...
I seen something the other day, like, he was trying to get comments and stuff, and he goes, no, I'm not CNN, you're not real news, you're fake news, which is true. But, you know, it's like, to come out and say it.
Shushing Keeney says, always had the question, did Keenan Scholes get a medal for the 99 Champions League? I think he did because he was named in a squad. The whole squad.
No, I think it's... Yeah,
I don't think they got it on the night.
No, I think it's if you play certain... If you're playing in the lead up to the final, you know.
No, I think anyone named in a squad. Like, you have to submit the squad at 25, don't you?
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, in the squad overall from the
squad,
outside.
Yeah, the Champions League squad. So you might have your match day squad of 18, but the Champions League squad's 27.
Jonathan Greening's got one. David May.
David May's got one. Wonder if he ever talks about it. Coppenighter referred to West Ham Stadium as Yokohama apart from Pro Evo. I've not seen Pro Evo for such a long time, I won't know.
No.
If I take United's points from November to first to now, we're sitting 3 points behind Chelsea. Can't look at it like that.
It was a poor start, but you've got to get... It's a new, completely different way of playing, isn't it?
Cole and Afro Mancan are both saying Trump is president on the 20th of this month. This is a guy that gets into Twitter fights with people, and I know I'm no angel on that side of things. Fucking hell. This is a guy that's got the nuclear codes and can get riled over Twitter. Think about that. And he's getting honey-dicked by the Russians as well. Yeah. This is a scary time to be alive.
Well, he's not bombed any hospitals in Middle East as of yet. Like his predecessor.
Oh, he's got, you know, a while.
Yeah, well, give him a chance.
It's only 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Well, over here it is.
Who's the ref for Sunday's game? I think it's Oliver.
Yeah, Michael Oliver. I wonder if he's going to shave two lines in his head again. Do you remember that? Oh, my days.
Thoughts on City's anti-doping? Joe, I would love for it to have been like a real...
Third time in 12 months, that, though, isn't it?
Is it? What, for a paperwork violation?
For whatever. Yeah, it's the third time. That's why it's been highlighted.
All right. I would have loved for it to be a real thing, but it doesn't look like it is. Liam McDee says we should visit a hurling club in Manchester. Is there one? Surfkeed says you're a fat pig. It's spelt with U-O-Y-O-U-R-E with an apostrophe. Please correct your grammar if you're going to insult me. Rojo and Zlatan available for Sunday. Rojo could be a nightmare.
Do you think you put him in, though? Because it's a muscle injury, so you got, like we said before,
could easily go again.
Yeah, you've been saying before, substitutions are going to be key. So if you've got to bring someone off after 20 minutes because they pulled a muscle again, he's not going to be happy with that.
Brad Gray says, where will the game be won on Sunday? For me, it's midfield.
Yeah,
I think that midfield three of Pogba, Carrick, and Herrera is probably going to own that game in every sense. It's going to Darren Todd. Does drip doctors work for City? We've not spoke about that, have we? That drip doctors thing.
Did we
not speak about it?
We did a little bit, yeah. So, yeah, because when Sammy Nasri were fucking on his Twitter. Yeah, I think we did. Because we've seen a picture of them. They look like the Kardashians, like basically. Claim to fame is sucker dick. And
Cole Hallett, Secret Service knocking on your door because you've had an argument with Twitter on Trump. There's a lot of people going to be getting a knock by the looks of things. What a nightmare. What a nightmare guy to have as your president, honestly. Dan French or Fenich says Oliver looks like he gets punched in the dick for fun on his day off. Marcus Rashford's having a party, says Saul Matthews. Surfkey says stop talking your fag mouth, but he spelt mouth with a G. Someone help this kid out. Your insults are pathetic, mate. Jesus. Any update on Pep's hair, says Darren Todd. Now hair loss is a symptom of steroid abuse.
Not always.
Well, it is a symptom of steroid abuse.
Well, you know, it's also a lack of vitamin D as well.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. It's interesting. Jordan, I've not got to the bottom of. Pep failed a drug test at Brescia in 2001, but then was exonerated in 2009. If you fail a drug test, you fail a drug test. What are they saying? He didn't fail a drug test.
So did he go test? Go back
but he positive tested for nandrolone, so it wasn't like positive. Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I told you I'm tired. I'm fucking well. Like, I can't wait to get in bed. What would my legendary 628 says? What would my reaction be if Old Trafford changed its name to a sponsor? It's bollocks, isn't it? Because it's always Old Trafford. I mean, would you call St James's the Sports Direct Arena? No.
You don't even think of it like that, do you?
No, I mean, I still call the Etihad Eastlands sometimes. City of Manchester Stadium sometimes. So ultimately, it is what it is. And Old Trafford's going to be Old Trafford regardless of what they call it. But if they give you 500 mil, is it the worst thing in the world for it to be named somewhere else?
I mean, the amount of sponsorships that we've got as well.
It's mad that they've never gone for that.
Probably because they know that'll be maybe the
there will be a kickoff about it, but ultimately, this bigger insult, saddling us with the debt that might have sent us bankrupt, is more important than. Sky, they refer to it as the Chevrolet fucking bowl or something. It's Old Trafford. It's in Old Trafford. It's Old Trafford. It's the football stadium in Old Trafford. Because there's two. They've got the Emirates Old Trafford.
Yeah.
That must confuse people. Have I hugged my wife recently? Not like Fellaini hugged Mourinho. What do I think of Trump? I think South Park nailed it. You had a giant douche and a turd sandwich to vote for. Why didn't no one go for Gary Johnson? What's the matter with you? Is it literally just whoever had the most money for the biggest campaigns?
Don't know. He said a lot of things, didn't he? Well, as it looked like it. Have you ever? Do you remember watching at the minute? It's Brain Dead. It's called.
No,
it's really good. It was brought out. They brought it out around, I think, in June this last year now, and it's like a comedy, drama, thriller, like brain eating bug thing from outer space.
I think Janine's showing me that.
Yeah, it's sick. I've been watching it. I'm on like halfway through it.
Yeah, just like little 30-minute episodes or something.
No, like 48. So it's like a long one.
Be an hour, then.
But yeah, it's really good. Really, really good.
Koff Naldo says, lads, you should go to Dublin for the Hurling Ireland final. It's a great crack. We looked at it, didn't we? I think we spoke about this last week, actually. We looked at it. It's like prices from Manchester is like £22 flights, but it's in September. September's normally Derby Day weekend, so we wouldn't be able to book it until June, until the fixtures came out, because I'm not missing a Derby to go watch it. But we've said we want to go and do it. Me and Squawker Dave, Statman Dave, are going to be in Leipzig in 9 days. We're going watching Red Bull Leipzig. Going to shoot a little bit of a documentary about Red Bull Leipzig and everything that's going on around them. There's a load of controversy about, obviously, a big giant getting involved commercially the way they have, obviously taking the name. I think they're actually called something differently technically in Germany, but it's Red Bull. They're called something else that lines up with RB, but it's Red Bull, because I think they're sort of against the rules of German FA that they're not allowed to call it.
Wouldn't that be the same in the UK though?
It might be,
because I think, didn't they say they was looking to do this something similar to that? I mean, that if you got money, you can fucking get anywhere, can't you? That's the cut thrust of it.
Opinion on the 48 team World Cup? Bollocks.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Three team groups. Did you see England would have drawn Honduras and some?
Regardless of you're on, who wants to watch that? So basically,
that's a quarter of the teams.
You've got 16 groups of three.
It's a quarter of the teams in the world.
And even if you get beat and you're at a minus goal difference, well, you've got a better minus goal difference than this other country. So,
the finals.
You go through to
it's the finals. It's meant to be the top.
Again, it's money, isn't it? That's all they're doing.
Rasenball Leipzig. Thank you, Tom Burke.
But how do? Like the logistics of something like that happened. You look at France, what happened in the summer, and that was the Euros.
Yeah, and that's only, oh man, 48 teams.
And that was that 2014?
You're just diluting it to shit. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic.
Takes away the prestige of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, so he's going to be a second round, then a third round, and then the quarters.
32, don't they? That's when it starts to knock out. I mean, I understand, but that Infantino, he wants to introduce people for African places and more for, the Asian and
I'm all
like
for
that,
but ultimately, the teams aren't of the highest standard. You can want all these countries to develop as fast as you like, but ultimately, they're not good enough, and they're going to get fucking embarrassed when they come up against. Yeah, all right, it is
not
skewed
England.
Massively. No, England would probably fucking give them the best day ever, but ultimately, yeah, it's massively skewed towards Europe. But ultimately, Europe's got the higher concentration of high.
Well, and South America is quite. Yeah, I know. How many is in South America? Is it four that go through to the World Cup?
I'm not. No, I think it's more than that.
Because they just play in one group, though, don't they? Yeah, they don't have split qualification.
Matthew O'Reilly Dehan says, "Come and see a Dublin Gaelic football game during the summer. Get tickets for Hull, for the Hull, the over the hill, and I'll meet you there. That's the hill at Croker, I believe. Seen a lot about that. I watched a load of YouTube videos about hurling the other day. It does look exciting. Looks kind of all sorts of wild, in all honesty. We're definitely going to consider it, and it's definitely something we want to do. I want to go and watch one European game or something of this nature every single month because, you know, let's go and fucking see some shit.
Got shit to do.
I've got loads of shit to do. I just also want to go see some shit. Spent far too long, mate, having no holidays each year, so I want to get out there and go see some shit. 12-0 games coming up, really. Red Bull are supposedly taking over Boys and Rovers in Dublin. Bows, that's Bohemians, isn't it? What are they called? Shamrock? No, it's not them, is it? Shamrock Rovers is one of them. Who's the others? Is it Bohemians?
Bohemians.
Must be. Brad, let us know. Who are we on about there? Aguero or Sanchez? Both pretty good, aren't they, to be fair?
I'll probably say Sanchez because he's a bit more versatile.
Four from South America plus five in a qualifier against someone from Asia.
Mm. And how many Europeans is like 10 or something?
I don't know.
Well, there's eight groups and then two playoffs.
So 10 or 12. Would Ozil be a good signing, says Travis Quinn. Nah, not for United, because I think you've got Mkhitaryan and Mata that play very similar position. Bradbury, yeah, Bohemians, yeah, I thought it was. Really, are they looking at overtaking? They've got a lot of teams around the world. Obviously, got New York, they've got Salzburg, I think. They have got
Austria,
a few teams.
That,
yeah. They have got a few teams kicking about. It's a strange one for Red Bull to be getting involved in all franchises like that. It is a strange one.
I don't know. They've done a lot, haven't they? They do like Red Bull. They've got racing. They do the Red Bull Extreme Sports as well. There's a lot of stuff that they do get involved in. I mean, the thing is, like, sports is obviously spread worldwide and it's publicised worldwide. You attach onto that no matter how fucking poisonous your drink is. Allegedly.
Have they not been sued? They says it gives you wings. How's no one jumped off a roof? How's no one jumped? And they don't like say, doesn't really, you dickhead. They show people jumping off roofs and flying away.
Yeah, but is it because of the way they do it in terms of the advert?
Because it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, but still, it's still misleading.
It gives you wings.
Yeah, still misleading.
Look how black and white you've got to be with some of the stuff in America. How's no one in America sued them? Like someone who got pissed up and jumped off a roof, because that definitely happened, and then sued Red Bull. I'd be amazed if that's not happened. I also think that a judge would be right to go, what the fuck out? But that don't mean that it shouldn't have happened. No. You see it all the time, people like suing homeowners when they broke into their house because they got injured breaking into their house. What the fuck?
Fucking I'll take this one out, right?
Red Bull Brazil. No way. Who's the Red Bull team in Brazil? Is it like Red Bull Rio or something? Something really fucking banal like that.
It's a very bizarre story. Manager at work's telling me he had to go home because on his street, the next door neighbour, they've got a kid who's like the same age, like I think they're at college, first year of college, whatever. And he was
at times.
I know, they was at home in the room playing PlayStation, and it's like, oh, they're banging and stuff like that. And it's like, I thought nothing of it. So then,
to the musical.
Yeah, then next thing, you can hear banging in the next door, the drawers are going and stuff. So he's like, yeah, what the fuck's going on? So he goes into his mum and dad's bedroom. There's two fucking guys there robbing his house, broad daylight, 2 o'clock in the afternoon while he sat there.
Crackhead thing.
And they just look at him, and they just carry on. And this kid, like, I think he fucking arseholes, so he legs it across to the neighbour, and while he's in there, these guys don't even flinch. They carry on robbing shit. They actually go into his room and take his PlayStation, put it in all the bags for life, and they walk out of his front door and walk down the street like fucking nothing's happening.
Brass neck, man.
Yeah, mad.
You got robbed with someone just walking into your house and opening the door, didn't you?
Yeah, that was after. Yeah, because I was dropping a car off on her. Yeah, because remember, I borrowed Lax's car that time, and I was going dropping it off.
Was that at Sidmouth?
No, that was on Stamford Road. So, yeah, you come to give us a lift, pick us up from there, and in the time that we went from there to Lax's house and back, someone had been in while my mum was watching TV, took the keys and fucking drove off, and then they found it in like Crumpsall or something a few days later with all these fucking happy hardcore CDs in it and that.
There's a good question that I've just seen here, or a comment even. Actually, two of you posted it at the same time, so good thinking there, boys. Mr. Hogg and Owen McWilliams. Someone sued them because they jumped off a cliff and they lost the case. Well, I'm glad. I hope they permanently fuck their ankles. Matt Robinson, rumour saying Everett to Palace.
Nah, that's a...
What?
Nah, I'd rather...
Was that a Metro? Are you fucking dropping Metro stories on me in here? That's an Insta-ban. Fucking hell. Nah. Did you throw that text?
Yeah, but...
No reply.
Well, I don't know if she actually... I think she just didn't... I don't know why. I see her every day, but she never fucking... My missus, obviously. I'll ask her when I go home, but she'll be asleep now.
Don't wake her ass up.
Yeah, obviously, she'll be asleep on it. She'll be on the settee anyway. She don't like asking because she's like, oh, you know. I'm like, just fucking ask.
It's not hard. It's January. This is the sort of information we need.
I'm not asking to go to his house.
But we are. why do IKEA not let you leave till you've been through the whole fucking shop? Brad, these are the questions that we want to get to the bottom of on the Stephen Allison
podcast. We've got to know the shortcut, mate. There's fucking IKEA's near our house. How many times I've been in IKEA in my life is just in... Oh.
Shit in it. Why do women? Why is there like some sort of secret pheromone in there? Oh,
we'll just have a look.
You know, let's go look at cushions.
It sends me under as soon as I go in there. I don't know if it's because there's no fucking daylight or whatever.
Yeah, I have to start fucking about. You know what I get like in a supermarket? Does anyone else get really fucking hyper in supermarkets, or is it just me? Like, because I don't want to be there, so I just have to start putting shit in other people's baskets and stuff. Does anyone else here? Have you played Chop and Drop?
No, not really.
Has anyone else here ever played Chop and Drop, right? This is a official Stephen Howson podcast endorsed game, right? Film yourself. Maybe this is what we can do. Film yourself playing Chop and Drop. I'm going to tell you the rules. Pin your fucking ears back. Sit down. Listen in, right? Shop and Drop. This is the game that you play in Tesco or Asda. I used to play this at the big Asda near the City Stadium all the time and end up with the guys following us. And we ended up having a fucking silly string fight in there once as well. And that was funny. I also broke a rack of wine in there once as well. There was a jug of blue rolls. Someone had left a blue roll in the middle of the floor. So, as you
volleyed
do,
it.
Nah, rainbow flicked it over my head, turned, volleyed it, just went boom into a rack of wine.
That's a definitely didn't happen of the year award.
I think it was either with Wayne or Prinny. They'll back
it, was it recorded?
It wasn't recorded.
Didn't happen.
Right, it happened. And it was just a fucking leg it quick. It stunk as well. It was deep red wine everywhere in that alcohol aisle. And I'm walking past like as if someone's fucking dropped all that wine. Fucking knobheads. The same as I should go back and fucking slip on it. Anyway, Shop and Drop. The rules of Shop and Drop are what you have to do is you have to go around and you have to put obscure items in other people's shopping baskets or shopping trolleys. And that's it. That's how you win. And you win if you can get to the counter with them and watch them be like, fucking, how's a pineapple doing in here?
And get out of it without noticing.
My mate Morgan said he did it once, and he got a pineapple in someone's trolley, and a man and woman started having an argument about it at the checkout, and he was behind them.
Yeah.
And he was like, you've got fucking pineapple juice, you obviously like them. I usually go for Johnny's. Johnny's is usually a good one to get in people's baskets. Some at light, like sauces, sachets of like peri-peri rub and stuff like that, because you can just throw them in. If you want to go wild, like a big jug of milk usually goes down well, and they'll buy it. The only rules is don't go for old people, don't go for vulnerable people, just go for like dickheads like us, right? Go for people around our age, get as much shit in their baskets as possible, and then follow them around and watch them lose their fucking mind seeing what's going on. Bayern says, which is better, winter or summer? For me, summer.
Summer, fucking winter. A lot of people, well, some people cussing Ashton there, saying it's Smackheadville, and then other people defending it. Yeah, Ashton. This guy's bad parts.
Curzon Ashton says John Snow. Big compared to the rest of Tameside. Ah, it's like being the best mong in it.
It's capital of Tameside, isn't it? I was telling my missus that she's from Hyde. And Hyde's a fucking dump.
Mr. Hogg says, always used to go mental in Asda as a kid. I go mental in supermarkets now because I just don't want to be there. And I feel like a kid getting dragged around. So I have to fuck about. I just start being stupid. I either ram the trolley into my missus while she's walking around, or I throw stuff at her. I'm a grown ass man with a kid.
Be mess about.
Winter, Mr. Architecture, what are you talking about? Winter's hanging. I was walking from the car park from the office before, and my face hurt. Why is my face hurting just walking around?
Apart from my coat, last week's coat. What's good about winter?
I don't know what you heard about me. Yeah, that, I can see how you'd have been warm. Yeah, fair play. What hair will Pogba have? I don't know. Fellaini sucks Mourinho's dick. Maybe he does. Maybe that's why he got a new contract. Maybe that's what everyone should do.
Yeah, I've had I have pineapple on pizza now and then if you want to mix it up.
Will Zidane managing the Prem? Fucking the way he's going, I reckon he's just going to absolutely tear it up in La Liga at the minute, innit? Right, I think we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you all for joining us.
We've got to get the tractors out.
Is it actually really bad?
I don't know. We'll find out when I get outside in a minute.
You're not a skier if you hate winter. I can snowboard, but I don't like it. It's cold as fuck.
I can't be arsed.
Do you know what? I don't mind the snow. If there's a good bit of deep snow and I ain't got nothing to do, then I'm happy days. But if I'm busy, I've got shit to do. Snow's a ball bust.
What's the point of going on holiday if it's going to be cold?
I'd go. I said to you, I won't mind going doing the Northern Lights. I won't mind going doing the dog thing because it's an experience.
Yeah, it is. Well, fuck that, mate. If I'm going to take time out to I'd go prefer, on holiday, yeah. I'm going to go somewhere where it's warm.
Is it snowing or what? Should we go and find out? Hang on to that. Let me go and find out if it's snowing.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting text messages saying it's snowing. So
I can't see anything from here.
Quite high up. Is it?
Yeah, we got snow, yeah.
Ah, brilliant. Is it bad?
No, just a dusting.
Just a dusting? Oh, it's like getting snowed in, isn't it, with a duster. If you ever did that. Fucking great. Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, that'll do us, I think, for today. Listen, thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Don't forget, download it for the next week.
Yeah, make sure you download Tops the Pot. Let us know what bets you're having on. We are just about to announce a winner next week. It's in the poker face mode at the moment, so we don't know who's top, who's doing what.
Nothing at all.
So we'll find out next week when it runs out, and we will announce the winner, and you're getting a PS4. And then
See what else we can
do. Yeah, see what else we're going to give away. Giving away shit all the time on the Stephen Howson podcast. Send us your videos if you go and play Drop and Drop. It's the funniest thing you'll ever have in a super... funniest shit you'll ever do in a supermarket. Just send us videos of you doing silly shit and we'll put them on here. Anyway, thanks for joining us. See you in a bit.
Laters.